Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Age of Radio.
Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is
Everything I Learned from Movies.
Mini episode. And tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Guys, you know summer's right around the corner. Woo! Hell, it's basically been here for a couple of weeks. It's time for a Mountain Duel.
Mountain Duel!
Yes! And let's see. This Mountain Duel is the new Summer Freeze.
Summer Freeze makes me feel fine.
A Summer Freeze is coming. Do with a blast of summer Americana, natural and artificial flavors.
Woo!
Let's see. It looks like there's a double red, white, and blue popsicle with fireworks in his hand. Oh, thermometers. Thermometers.
Oh, no, that's popsicle. Yeah, one of the...
But what's in his hands, man?
Oh, yeah, he's got the thermometers in his hands, for sure, yeah.
And the sun is just laughing down on him maniacally. There's a fire hydrant exploding and a food truck, also driven by popsicles.
Yeah, there's those little rocket pops.
Yeah. Contains 0% juice. Shocking, I know, everybody.
What?
Babe, are you ready to find out what a blast of summer Americana might taste like?
Yeah, I fucking am.
All right, well, my top.
Ah, his top.
Nice. 20-ounce bottle, of course. And the pour. Oh, yes, that is
the color of...
That is a nice dark Windex color.
Yeah, right, windshield wiper fluid.
Yeah. This stuff will really get the salt off your windshield. Oh, yeah, that's pretty pungent.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, you got a point. I'm going to go in for the sip here.
Steve's going in for the sip. Does it taste the way it smells? His eyes just bulged out.
Yeah, it tastes like berries.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a little sour kind of thing, but... Mm. Yeah, berries just like a melted popsicle, basically.
Okay, good. Doesn't have as much of that chemically flavor on the taste as it does on the smell.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, it basically just tastes kind of like a melted down popsicle. Like one of those otter pops.
Yeah, I was going to say, it tastes like the blue otter pops, when they're melted.
Yeah, not bad at all. I mean, it is what it is. Like, and to be fair, I actually just had a... Guys, we have this nice little store around here in Utah. I don't know how far it goes, but it's called Fizz, F-I-I-Z.
Yeah, Fizz!
And we actually got some nice little reusable cups and stuff where you get like a discount when you bring them back and use them. But
babe, are we going to start doing Fizz reviews?
I mean, sure, whatever. But what they do, it's basically a soda bar and they mix like those like Tarani, different colors, whatever.
Yeah, but they use like... real name brand sodas.
Oh yeah. So the one I typically go with, because it's just great, is a mix of regular Mountain Dew with basically just a squirt or two of grape flavor in there, because I'm that guy. It's called a Purple Nurple.
Is it just grape, or does it have anything else in it?
Just grape.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's but yeah, it's good. It's like Mountain Dew grape soda.
It does come out a weird color.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, actually, it's because it's like a neon brown.
I think it was just having finished it off where that little sour whatever I was getting the first time I said it. Because, the grape, it's a little sour to it, but yeah. So definitely check it out. This episode's brought to you by Fizz.
I like to get the, Oh my gosh. Either the Barry Good Doctor or the Barry Bad Doctor.
Ooh, what's the difference, babe?
So the Barry Good Doctor has strawberry puree,
ooh,
coconut, a splash of cream to give it the mouth feel.
With a Dr. Pepper base, of course.
With a Dr. Pepper base, and a squirt of coconut tarani.
Okay.
And then the Barry Bad Doctor is the same thing except with raspberry.
Instead of
strawberry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all strawberry right. versus raspberry. But yeah, they both have like the coconut and the cream and I think maybe a little something else. But it's kind of nice. It's a little tart. It's a little sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's got whipped cream. That's right on the top.
I was going to say, yeah, it's definitely a lot thicker than what I'm usually looking for in a beverage.
It's got a little viscosity to it.
Yeah, so yeah, verdict on Mountain Dew Summer Freeze. Not bad.
The worst. Yeah. Very chemically.
Yeah, it's still it's in the middle there. Like mm-hmm. you have like the Baja Blast, and
I think I like this slightly better than Baja Blast.
Yeah, if you want the good version of this, I recommend Voltage.
Yeah,
just a little brighter on the tongue, I think, with the like citrus kind of or raspberry kind of
identifiable flavor.
Yeah, that's supposed to. This tastes like my childhood, so it's probably synthetic. Yeah, but hey, summer Americana, baby.
Woo!
Straight in the veins.
Straight in the veins.
So, what else we got to talk about? Oh, I know what we can't talk about. How about our new made-up movie episodes we're going to be doing? Guys,
woo!
Have you been waiting for Castaway to come back and, mm-hmm. you know.
You tired of that cast-off, knock-off, bullshit?
Hey, Mount of Heroes has a great casting show.
That they stole from us!
Stop.
Thieves!
Look, it's not exactly a new concept. We'll put that
no,
way,
but they directly stole it from us. They, like...
So, anywho...
Shamelessly stole it.
So, anywho, we're just going to steal it from a Kickstarter game that we just don't know. It's called Made Up Movies. You guys can look it up. They just had a successful Kickstarter. We got sent the kit. It's the party game of ridiculous reboots. And we're going to try to do it with some of our friends. And if it sounds like something you might be interested in, hit us up at EILF Movies on Twitter, Facebook, or Patreon. So for like a quick little example of how the game's going to go, we're going to have four or five of our friends probably together. And we're going to be pitching our own ridiculous reboots based on randomly drawn cards, of which we have, I don't know, a couple hundred different things of like movies and movie stars and genres and settings. And well, here, let's... Let's hand Izzy the Universal Pitch template.
What? And, Universal Pitch.
Let's see. I'm going to randomly grab some cards for you. Let's see.
I need three movies, two stars, a genre, and a setting.
Okay. All right, babe. We've got our random cards drawn here. And you want to pitch your movie to me?
All right. This is totally random. So we have, this is a reboot of Home Alone, starring Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise.
Okay.
It's a giant monster movie.
Okay.
Set at a kid's birthday party.
That makes sense. Okay, okay.
Think Elf meets Cats.
Sold, take all the money. No. All right, so yeah. Oh no.
Oh my god.
She's choking on the money and coughing into the microphone for some reason.
No. I call it Adventures in Babysitting 2.
Yes. All the money. No. All right, you got 60 seconds to pitch it.
All right, so, I mean, obviously, since it's a reboot of Home Alone, so we are going to open up at the house. They're getting, Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt are actually going to be the parents in this one.
They're
gay lovers, and it's their golden child, their adopted baby, little cute little girl. They went to China and got her like 10 years ago. It's her 10th birthday, finally double digits. They're getting the house already, and they realize they forgot the birthday cake, and the pony is stuck in traffic. So they're like, hey, honey, you, little Cindy, you are going to watch the house for a second. We just are going to go get the pony and the ice cream cake. We will be right back. and shenanigans ensue.
I'm sorry. this is the executive question coming in. I'm sorry. I'm still not getting it. Pitch me how this reboot is like those two movies combined. What was it? Elf and Cats?
Elf and Cats. Well, I mean, think of, like, the joy and wonder that from Elf of, like, discovering all these new things and basically not having any adults watch after you. And then also, like, the drama and depth of Cats. Also, everyone's going to be constantly introducing themselves.
Interesting, because... Okay, I need you to pitch me why you chose Tom Cruise, and you better wow me.
Tom Cruise does his own stunts.
That's it?
What else do we fucking need?
I mean, okay.
Do you want a helicopter scene? He'll do it.
Oh, well, this kind of goes into my
He'll bring his own jet, babe.
Interestingly enough, this goes into my next question. Can you tell me how you will spend the budget as... And apparently it's can you tell me you spend the budget, and I'm gonna say cheers while clinking imaginary glass with all the other executives. So yeah, tell me about that budget.
I mean, obviously the budget, there's gonna be a certain amount of budget around a pony and children.
Cheers.
But really, like, we're gonna save money and, like, be able to recoup that in the budget with our stars being able to do their own stunts.
Cheers! Clink, clink, clink. You get it. And the hilarity ensues from there. But yeah, if you're interested in being something like that, maybe with less golfing. No, I was kidding.
Right. Sorry. We've been out in the sun all day today, so. Yeah.
Oh, and why would that be out of the norm, babe? Oh, because there's more coming this
summer. There's more coming! It's the first day we've been out in the sun.
Oh. Yes, from... So guys, if you're wondering what we're up to this summer, and you think we're just at home watching movies and... You know,
yeah.
Relaxing or something like that. Fuck no, we ain't got time for that shit. Let's see. Of course, you all heard about the Local Artisan Collective, right?
Of course.
Yeah, here in Ogden, Utah, the, was it 24th and Kiesel? Basically, it's a wonderful co-op that we have classes at, and Izzy's art's all up at. She has classes like paint those nosy cats. And
nosy,
like,
cats, ocean life. I've got intro to watercolor, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, block printing. I got my paracord classes. We're actually doing some of them tomorrow. So
yeah,
we got those just about every week or so, week, something like that. There's also the First Friday art strolls.
Woo!
There. The first Friday of every month. Come on out. We got all the artists, like, on display and showing their goods and wares, and you can actually, you know, chat with them and see them doing their craft, which is great. But then shit really gets started.
Gets real.
Saturday, I want to say May 27th or whatever that is, because that starts off the Ogden Farmers Market. Well, we'll be spending 16 consecutive Saturdays.
Fuck yeah, we will. Yeah. Yes, the 27th.
Yeah, but that's on historic 25th Street in Ogden, Utah. It's fucking amazing, guys. Come check it out. We're going to be there, but we're not just going to be at Farmer's Market this summer.
No, what? We can't just do one show, if it's 16 weeks long.
You're right. Nope. We'll also be doing I forget the official name, but it's the Tattoo Convention there at Union
Ogden
Station.
Ogden Tattoo Convention at Union Station. We're going to be out by the food trucks.
Yeah, June 2nd through 4th. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yes, we'll be doing both on Saturday. But wait, there's more.
There's more on Sunday, which is also Friday, Saturday, Sunday show. But on Sunday, I will be hosting the Local Artisan Collective's booth over at the Ogden Music Festival while Steve finishes up the super awesome tattoo convention.
That's right. Will he get his ass tatted? Let's find out.
No. Are you going to end up with two eagles?
Yeah, that's right. Two eagles with heads of Rick and Morty or something? Yeah, that'd be great. Wouldn't be the first, I'm sure. No. God. Yeah, so yeah. What? Three festivals all on the same weekend? Surely you guys are fucking insane.
Steve, we need a stripper by 8 p.m. Yeah. Wait, there's more.
Literally the following weekend, yes, we'll be doing the Farmers Market, but we'll also be a part of the Ogden Arts Festival at Union Station.
Yeah, we will also be outside by the food trucks.
That's right.
Maybe I can just, like,
wait, we just leave the shit up for a week. Leave the raccoons to defend it. That's June 10th and 11th. And yet the following week,
because we still haven't learned learned our lesson.
June 16th, 17th, and 18th, we will be out at Golden Spike Arena in Ogden, Woo! Utah for the Utah Gay Rodeo Festival.
Hell yeah! Again. And we'll be at the farmer's market.
Of course. Why just do one when we can do all? Yeah, so yeah, June's looking rough, guys, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Come check us out. Guys, if you're in Ogden, you have no fucking excuse to be sitting at home on a weekend.
No fucking excuse.
You know what? How dare you stay home on a weekend in June when you can be hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Literally anywhere.
But wait, there's more in July, on July 4th. It's the Huntsville 4th of July Parade.
Yeah,
that's been going on for, what, 40 years or something?
At least. Like, I remember going to it as a kid. So, yeah. What's it officially called? The Huntsville Mountain and Arts Festival or something.
Mountain Arts
like
and
that.
Music Festival.
Yeah. You guys like amateur music artists? How about incredible art? Come check it out. It's a lot of fun. And again,
the
we'll
first
be
time
there.
We did it, when the music started up, Steve's like, yep, this is exactly this what this should
exactly
be.
Exactly what I expected. I was so happy. Let's see, coming up after that, yeah, we're still doing farmers markets every
farmers
Saturday.
Markets
Don't forget
every
that.
Every Saturday.
Historic 25th Street. August 6th, also on Historic 25th Street at the Ogden
Woo!
Amphitheater, we'll be doing the Ogden Pride Festival.
Woo! Pride!
Pride!
We will have our booth inside the bowl.
Yeah!
under the shade. We'll be in the shady part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Under oh, the, yeah, yeah. 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 Definitely not going to be getting high.
Life
yeah.
is short. Lick the bowl.
It's like, why do you have that in our bathroom? Funny to literally one person in the entire world.
Look, I think it's funny to Sushi too.
That probably is.
Because he does lick the bowl.
He does lick the bowl.
Sometimes while Steve's trying to pee.
No, Sergey.
There's not a drinking fountain.
So yeah, Ogden Pride Festival, Sunday, August 6th. The day after, we'll be doing the Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market's first, and then Pride.
Yep.
Back
and then,
to back.
And then the following week,
Woo!
Craft Lake City. Ba-ba-ba! That's right, the largest craft festival in the state in Salt Lake City, Utah, August 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Down at the State Fair Park. We take over the fair park, baby!
That's right. Good old fairgrounds down there in Salt Lake City. Oh, we're going to be there all 3 days.
Woo!
But Steve, aren't you also doing the farmer's market in Ogden, good 40 miles away?
Yes,
fuck
we
yeah,
are.
We are.
Why, yes, thank you for noticing.
How are you going to do it? Magic, motherfuckers.
They see us rolling,
guys,
they hate
guys,
it.
Steve is so fucking stoked for this summer.
Steve's going to be working like 8 days a week, guys.
Yeah, somehow. Somehow it's like 8 days a week, 32 hours a day. It's gonna be great.
Hey, I love you.
I love you.
Appreciate you.
I know it's gonna be great because you know what, on top of having this podcast, I just can't get enough. We're talking about bringing Podcart Fest back,
maybe.
If it happens. I mean, let us know if you want it to happen. Like, we're gonna put it together. It's just when it's like four or five people showing up and it doesn't need a big whole event, but we're looking like late September, like maybe the 23rd or 30th.
Maybe like a physical Podcart Fest.
That's right. Where would we probably host it?
The local artisan collective!
Of course! Near historic 25th Street in downtown Ogden. Shit, we should live there!
Get one of those apartments across the way.
Oh, it'd be great. Definitely save on gas. No, but no, it's gonna be great. Maybe Podcart Fest coming back. And guys, again, interested in that shit, hit us up directly on Twitter, Facebook, and Patreon at EILF Movies. That's
everything I learned from movies.
Babe, are we also considering doing some Kickstarters and stuff this fall?
I haven't thought that far ahead of time.
Yeah, well,
maybe.
Anyway,
I don't know. We might make just so much money from these these shows. I might be able to just fund everything myself.
There you go. Yeah. So yeah, help us out that way. But if they wanted to follow you to like find out if something like that was happening, do you have a social media presence of some sort?
I do. You can find me everywhere at Untidy Venus. That's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. I'm on all the social medias under Untidy Venus. You can find me over on Patreon at Untidy Venus. And you can find me on my website over at izzycreates.com. Steve?
Yes.
Where can we find you?
Oh, of course you can find us everywhere on all the major podcasters under Everything I Learned from Movies. And guys, again, if you want to be a part of Podcart Fest or you want to see it come up in September, if you want to be a part of this made-up movies, which is going to be a lot of fun, especially when we start getting drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you just have any questions or want to join us for an episode or anything, hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, and Patreon at EILF Movies. That's everything I learned from movies. I feel like we've said that like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah,
I hear repetition is the key. So,
yeah, so
no.
So where can you find us again? EILF Movies.
EILF Movies. That's everything I learned from movies. So yeah, I guess until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm Missy.
And this is, come on, Sushi, join us.
Everything I learned from movies. See, this is why we need a hound dog.
So oh, can sing along with us. No.
Oh, oh, oh.
Guys, if you have a hound dog that bays, I fucking feel sorry for you.
Steve has realized after a few trips to the dog park. And an attempt at fostering a hound dog. He's not a hound dog guy. There were at the time of this here recording, there were 2 hound dogs setting each other off at the park today.
I hope that's one of the studio executive things is to bark like a dog while the other person's like trying to pitch a movie. So yeah, after Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise kiss. Have a good night, everybody.
Night, everybody. Hey, if you have a hound dog at home, all of our love to you. You have a much bigger heart than
God's,
we do.
God's work is what you're doing.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
I kind of hope the microphone shorts out with that shit.
Just maxes out.
Theme music. Anyway.
See, you thought the cats were bad.
Ugh. Well, I mean, again, Pickles does bang in the middle of the night.
He does. He's sort of.
I feel like if he spoke English, he'd be like, "Kill me, kill me, send me to the happy hunting grounds."
No, Steve. Obviously, he's going gravy, gravy. Yeah, really he wants his gravy.
Look,
babe, haven't you ever woken up at 3 a.m. and wanted gravy?
I mean. Man, not as much as I used to, but yeah, that was definitely a thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, but then I gotta make biscuits, and it's just not worth it.
Yeah, so see, he's a cat. He's really great at making biscuits. He just needs the gravy.
Is he?
Yes, he's a master biscuit maker, babe. He's been making biscuits, like, continuously for 22 years.
Which is like 1,000 in cat years.
Yeah, yeah, it's like 175.
He could be in the movie that's a mix of elf and cat. And a reboot of Home Alone. He'll just be Home Alone going, hey, it's Christmas!
Candy!
But who could possibly voice Pickles? Zooey Deschanel.
Salt.
Sorry.
Fucking salt.
Are we still recording?
Yes.
Yeah. Alright, have a good night, everybody!
Good night, everybody.
See you this summer on Historic 25th Street in Ogden! Literally! Like a 8-block radius.
Yeah, we're
forever.
We're just gonna circle it.
Not even 8 blocks, like 4 fucking blocks.
Yeah, we're just gonna have to like pay for like some private parking somewhere. Hey, it's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great. No, it really is gonna be great. I'm just not gonna have a day off until maybe September. Wait a minute!
Until mid-September.
Until late September when I decide whether I'm gonna do Podcard Fest or not. Guys, I really need your support. Tell me you want this. All right, have a good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
What's going on in the Congo? Things are pretty bad in the Congo right now. I hope you folks have lots of money. Did you get the diamond?
No, the diamonds are here.
Kahega!
Stop eating my sesame cake!
Do you want green drop drink?
Who's got them? Tell me!
The bunyan! Chicken bunyan!
Relax. You're in better hands than you should be.